Bob Rocks.
Hi, it's Kevin Martin from Candlebox.
Hi, Kevin. Well, thanks for taking time to call in here. I greatly appreciate it. I know you have a busy schedule.
No worries. Happy to do it. Thank you.
I do want to have to tell you that when your self-titled album came out, I was graduating high school. So your album, along with like Tonic, Pearl Jam, Collective Soul, The Pumpkins, were in a high rotation in my vehicle.
And amazing. That's
I know, awesome. Right? Back in the Mustang, 1990 Mustang, driving around, just blaring out your tunes. It takes me back. So
it's awesome.
Thank you for that.
Of course. Thank you.
And I wanted to say, because of your hits from there and like Far Behind and You that are still being played in mainstream radio today, why do you think that record just resonates decades later?
Well, I think there was a honesty and a sincerity to the music, all the music from that era. Gosh, there's so many great albums that came out in, you know, 88 all the way up to 96. You know, it's even into 98, there were some brilliant albums being released. There was just an element of the honesty and the sincerity in the music. And it was, no one really cared about the stardom or the success. It was really just about, I have things to say musically and I want you to listen. And somehow everybody in the world was listening at the same time. And I think that's why it is, you know, still to this day, that movement musically is kind of the last great rock and roll movement, and people gravitate towards it because there's just beauty in all of those songs. There's heartbreak, there's emotion. You know, Far Behind was forever misunderstood as a love song, and you know, it's, there's something about it that allowed everyone to find their place in their favorite songs. And I think with You and Far Behind, those are such honest emotional expressions for not only me, but Pete, Barty, and Scott, you know, musically on top of the lyrics. It's just, there's something about those two songs. You is my favorite Candlebox song and has been since it was written, and probably will be until the day I die. So I think it's just that. I think it's, people found themselves in those songs, and that's why to this day, that memory, the minute you hear it, it takes you right back to that moment. Pete calls it play the movie in your mind, because the song will take you right back to the minute you heard it, everything that you were experiencing, if it's that influential.
Yeah, and that is just magical when you can create something like that and touches people like that. So, and that is one of my songs too, that just takes me back to that Ford Mustang driving around the back roads jamming out to your song. So I totally can connect with that. And I hear that you are working on your 9th studio album. What can we expect with this? Is it going to take us back to the 90s? Is this going to be a new venture for us?
You know, I think it's, you know, Pete and I, how we write, it's inevitable. I mean, the last record we wrote together, just he and I, was Into the Sun. And, you know, that's, I think, probably my second favorite Candlebox record. So I think what you're going to hear is probably the bastard cousin of the debut album and Into the Sun.
Okay.
Because we've kind of expanded ourselves musically to those things that inspired us way back then that we really maybe didn't write about or didn't use to inspire the songwriting. So we've kind of dug in and listened to some old demos, some things that that we hadn't really heard since, you know, 1992, 1993, that we still had tapes of. And we were like, wow, that was an interesting thing we did back then. You know, so we're kind of like revisiting our history as songwriters. So I don't know. It might sound like the debut album, or it might sound like something entirely new for Candlebox. Right now, the 8 songs that we've got working, we're writing lyrics and melody for, are pretty cool. They're pretty aggressive. So I don't know. I guess we won't know until I sing on them. But right now, the melody and lyric that I'm working with is a little bit different than the debut album. It's a lot more kind of where life has taken me over the past 50 years. You know, since I can remember really doing things at the age of 6, and I'm 56 now, it's kind of like, well, it's been 50 years of kind of fun times. So yeah, I, you know, trying to figure it out. But I don't know. I mean, we never know until the record's done.
Yep. Has the writing process changed over the years for you? Have you conformed with all this technology, or like, do you still carry a notepad and have a paper and pen?
Yeah, no, I still write down in my journal. Yeah,
okay.
That's what I've been doing for literally since I was a kid. It's just kind of, I don't really write the full song in there, but I'll just write down anchor words, anchor phrases, and then I'll build off of those, and then I'll take that journal in with me into the studio, and I'll start working with the melody and the lyric, and that will kind of help me to evolve into the remainder of what I'm looking for lyrically, or it'll help me, it'll direct where I'm going lyrically. So it's kind of like I let the music decide for me what it wants from me.
Oh, cool. All right. Well, something that I did find interesting about you is that you're behind all the designs for your merch. Has that always been like a passion of yours to design your logos and your merch?
Yeah, I've always kind of fancied myself a bit of an artist. I was supposed to go to art school when I was getting out of high school, and I really kind of decided that music was going to be my main focus, and that the art schools that I had been accepted to didn't really have music programs that I was interested in. So yeah, I've always, my mother was an artist, my sister's an artist. It's just something that I always loved doing, and so yeah, I mean, when it comes to designs, it's really the thing that I love, getting my hands kind of in on what the representation is of the band. Like the last album cover for Long Goodbye was a picture I had taken in France, and we modded it out to make it look, you know, a little bit more like an antique book. Yeah, I love being a part of that. I think it's the creative nature is not, for me, is not just music. It's all forms of creativity. And art is one of those things that, yeah, I just love getting involved with and helping to create.
That's awesome. Do you dabble in anything else like painting, or like you're a closet crocheter or needlepoint or something?
No.
Well, so not back in the tour bus and knitting some booties or anything?
Got a new scarf for you guys. No. No, I don't. I do paint, not so much anymore. My wife is actually asking me, she goes, why don't you paint anymore? Because it's been a long, long time. But a little, I have OCD.
Very particular of how things are supposed to come out at the end.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And so, because when I was younger, I did a lot of drugs and stuff. So it was very easy for me to express. And then I stopped doing drugs when I was like 22. I'm talking about like, you know, experimental hallucinogens and stuff. And then when I stopped doing that, I found that I had this disorder where everything has a place and it has to be very particular. And, you know, it's got to be clean. Like my wife says all the time, why do we have a housekeeper? Because, you know, I clean the house all the time.
But, right.
you know, I find it very hard to express myself in that medium, because painting is, to me, it's almost like I see numbers and I don't want to do that when I'm painting, you know, paint by numbers sort of thing. So, like, that's kind of why I stopped. But music, the beauty of that is I can get as dirty as I want with it. And I'm not afraid of that.
Well, I know since the last tour, The Long Goodbye, was kind of slated as your farewell tour, and you've named this tour, the new tour that you're on, Can't Quit You. Is that kind of something for the fans? Is that since you're not actually retiring from us?
Yeah, well, I mean, you know, everybody tries to quit something in their life.
True.
You know, and I think that when you're in love with something, it's a really difficult thing to quit. And I think that what had happened for me was I had made 8 albums in my career. I'd had numerous tours. I toured the world. I had 35 years with Candlebox, and I really felt like I didn't have anything else to say. And I think that it really had to do with Pete not being in the band with me for 10 years. And when he came back in 2025, because we had a couple festivals booked that we just couldn't get out of, and we started playing, I was like, God, this feels so good. It's been so long. You know, I hadn't been on stage with him in that capacity for 10 years. And then we started kind of tinkering with some songs, and I was like, okay, I'm going to be right back into this. So yeah, I knew immediately when we started kind of tinkering with music on a sound check one day that I was, going to be making another record. So that's kind of where we're at. And yeah, I mean, I hope to quit this someday because I really would love to retire. But, you know, I found a reinvigoration when Pete came back into the band. And I think that's something that you can't discount as an artist. If something is inspiring you, you have to give it its due process.
I totally agree with that. There was a reason that Pete came back and set you on this path now. So I'm excited for you. I'm excited to see what else Candlebox is going to bring out to us. What is one song currently on the set list that is like the most fun for you to play right now live?
Oh, wow. There's a couple. What Do You Need off of the last record? Really love playing that live. We're doing It's All Right from Happy Pills on this upcoming run, which I'm very excited about. We haven't played that one live in a long time. Stone's Throw Away, which we haven't played live in a long time. It's this tour for us is a deep dive into our catalog, which is great because, and again, that has to do with Pete coming back. These are songs that were kind of difficult for Island and Brian to pick up and learn because the parts are, you know, he's not a hack of a guitar player. He's a very intricate musician and he wrote some difficult parts. And I think that's why, this set list that we're looking at, it's going to be a lot of fun. I mean, it's going to be hard to squeeze a lot of stuff into 75 minutes, you know, because the casinos don't like us to play over 75 minutes most of the time, sometimes 90.
Right.
But, you know, that's 16 songs. And you know, we've got, I think, about 62 songs to choose from. So, you know, whittling it down to 16, we want to make sure that we give the audience obviously what they love and what they know, the far behind, the used cover me's and stuff from the debut. But, you know, we also have to, we have to have a little bit of fun. We're looking at playing How Does It Feel, which is off of the End of the Sun record, which we haven't played in ages. So yeah, it's going to be good.
Great. We should mention the show. You're playing Saturday, February 28th at Hollywood Casino at Charlestown Races. Kevin, I just want to let you know that I know you have said that you felt like the redheaded stepchild of the Seattle scene, but I have to say, as a fan, you are not that way in our eyes. You have continued the ups and downs with sincerity, giving back to the community and to your fans, and staying true to your authentic and unique sound. So I just wanted to say thank you for that.
Oh, thank you. That's very sweet. It's not easy being Candlebox from Seattle sometimes, and then at other times it's the easiest thing in the world.
So, I bet.
I appreciate that very much. Thank you. Very kind.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you for taking time out. I know you've got a busy schedule today. Again, go see Candlebox Saturday, February 28th, Hollywood Casino in Charlestown Races. Is there anything else, Kevin, that you would like to share with us?
Nah, just love y'all. Thanks so much for 35 years of being able to do this. I did not think that when I was 21 years old starting Candlebox that I would be doing this at the age of 56, and that has a lot to do with all those fans, and it has everything to do with them loving the music. So thanks, y'all. Appreciate you.
Thank you, Kevin, so much. I appreciate you taking time out.
My pleasure. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.